Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Bradford Cook, CEO of Endeavour Silver. Endeavour Silver is a Canadian-based silver mining company focused on the growth of its silver production reserves and resources in Mexico, and trades on the TSX under the ticker symbol EDR and on Amex under the ticker symbol EXK. Thanks for joining me today, Bradford.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Great. Start off by talking to us about your recent 101 reserve resource estimate.
Yes, this week we announced an updated reserve and resource estimate for our silver projects in Mexico. Endeavour has now posted 5 consecutive years of growing production and growing reserves. And the highlights of our announcement this week were a 24% jump in our silver equivalent resources and a 46% jump in our indicated and inferred resources. So all in all, a good increase in our silver reserves and resources in Mexico.
Great. And also talk to us about the production review for 2009 and the production outlook for the coming year.
Well, certainly. We stood out from the peer group of silver mining companies, junior silver mining companies, in that we just posted our 5th consecutive year of production growth. Unlike any other silver mining company last year, we also posted 4 consecutive quarters of falling production costs. And that combination, obviously, has given us tremendous growth of our profit margins at the 2 operating mines in Mexico, Guanacaví and Guanajuato. So we obviously wish to continue those 2 trends this year. We're well on track to post yet another year of production growth, forecasting in the order of 2.7 to 2.9 million ounces of silver production this year. And we're also forecasting another incremental increase in our reserves and resources even after depletion of this year's production. So the outlook this year is very attractive. We're looking at cash costs now in the mid $7 range per ounce of silver produced, and given the current and outlook prices for silver, currently around $13.50 per ounce, that's a very healthy cash flow.
And did you want to update us on any of your other projects right now?
Certainly. In addition to our 2 operating mines at Guanacaví and Guanajuato, we do have resources at a 3rd project in Chihuahua, what project we call Parral. And that was a brand new discovery the company made just barely 2 years ago. It's not yet ready for development or production. And in fact, we're still in exploration there. We wish to continue to expand that resource prior to making any production decision. And we're also extremely acquisitive. For the last year, we've been looking to grow not only through the organic expansion of our 2 operations at Guanacaví and Guanajuato, but also to grow through acquisitions. And while we haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet, we are hopeful this year that we'll be able to move into that mid-tier of silver producers, that 5 to 10 million ounce per year range, through continued expansion of our 2 mines and possibly the purchase of mine number 3.
Great. And start off by, tell us about some of the trends that you're seeing right now in the market and how well-positioned Endeavour Silver is to capitalize on them.
Well, this is certainly a year that separates the men from the boys. You know, the global economic and financial crisis has shaken every market worldwide, not the least of which was the metals markets. Fortunately, silver, being one of the 2 precious metals, has already had a nice bounce back from its lows in November of last year. And the price today at $13.50 is probably not even at the year's high yet. We're looking at a potential run in the silver this year to the $13 to $17 range, and we've already breached the $13 range. So we think that the outlook short-term for silver is very good, long-term probably better. And the reason for that is very simple. This trend of investors moving back into the gold and silver markets is just started, and I think it's going to be a multi-year trend as people look for ways to protect themselves not only from the various crises that take place in the marketplace, but particularly looming inflation. And as you know, the the multitude of stimulus packages announced not only in America but in Europe and Asia can have only one logical consequence, and that is more paper currency, which means inflation.
And what differentiates Endeavor from other players in the sector right now?
Well, I think the fact that we've posted five consecutive years of production growth, four consecutive quarters of falling cash costs, and a top-notch management team, I think we stand out in all three of those areas. And now that we've got a proven track record of our own, I think people can pretty well bank on Endeavor pursuing additional growth this year. You know, our cash flow and profit margins this year will pretty much cover all of our build-out to expand the operations for next year.
And perhaps you can walk us through a little bit of the background and experience of the management team.
By all means, I'm the founder of the company, a professional geologist with some 32 years in the business, but I've managed to attract into our group top-notch operators in all sectors of the business. Godfrey Walton, another professional geologist who worked principally for major companies through the 70s and 80s, is our chief operating officer and manages the company on a day-to-day basis. David Howe, who is ex-Hecla and ex-Jamaica bauxite, he runs our operations as vice president. Barry Devlin came over from Hecla to run exploration as VP. And the CFO is Dan Dixon, ex-KPMG. So a core group of people who've been there and done that.
Right. And what objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Our goal this year, as I mentioned already, is to grow the production approximately 25% to the 2.8 million ounce range, to maintain and drop cash costs in the $7 range, and to try our best to make an intelligent acquisition so that we can leapfrog the other junior producers into that mid-tier silver space. Looking out beyond this year, we feel that a long-term project added to the company through M&A activity would ensure us many years of additional production growth as we grow through to the 10 million ounce per year range. That's our goal.
Okay, and can you talk to us a little bit about the private placement that you had last month?
We completed in February a convertible debenture offering of about $11 million U.S., and the purpose of that offering was specifically to help finance this year's build-out. Even though it's a convertible debenture, it's also subordinated, unsecured, and redeemable, so it was an intelligent placement for the company. At the time of the announcement, I think our shares were trading in the $1 U.S. range, and the shares are currently trading in the $1.80 U.S. range, which is approximately the price of the convert.
Okay, and before we conclude, Bradford, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Endeavor as a long-term investment opportunity?
First and foremost, I think people want to take a look at the precious metals, gold and silver, and to assess their investment portfolio to ensure that they have some wealth protection in their portfolio. You can buy gold and silver, obviously, either in physical form or through the ETFs, but if you're looking for growth on top of gold and silver, then I think Endeavor stands out for its track record of growth and the fact that just to fill the two existing process plants in Mexico implies an additional 200% organic growth just in the next 2 to 3 years. Those are very good reasons to own Endeavor.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's progress. And I appreciate the update.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care, Bradford. Thanks.
Bye.